Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Open Line does continue here on KMOX. Matt Pauly with you here on a Friday night. It's a big weekend coming up. Divisional round action in the NFL playoffs. Two games coming up tomorrow. Two games coming up on Sunday. We are your home for the Chiefs here in St. Louis. So we will get to Chiefs football as soon as we wrap up St. Louis University Billikens basketball tomorrow. Chiefs are going to be at home at Arrowhead as they match up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right now, we're very happy to welcome on part of the Odyssey sports team. We're proudly an Odyssey station. So he's my teammate. He is John Healy. You follow him on Twitter at JP Healy. John, thanks so much for taking some time. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing all right. What's the game this weekend that you are most looking forward to watching?
Well, I'm a little biased because I'm out here in New Jersey and I grew up watching the Giants. So me personally, I am looking forward to the Giants-Eagles matchup tomorrow. You know, the Giants, what they've done this year under Brian Daboll has been really impressive, and coming off that win against the Vikings, I'm starting to believe in the Giants a little here. I think they do have the potential to pull off an upset against the Eagles. The Eagles have kind of been stumbling toward the finish line. They've had some injuries, and I think it's really going to come down to, you know, what you're going to get out of Jalen Hurts tomorrow, quarterback for the Eagles, if that shoulder is 100% healthy. So, I'm really looking forward to that game.
It seems like for years the Giants were just kind of swimming in place, and you mentioned Brian Daboll and the job he's done. Can you speak to that a little bit and just what you have seen out of Daboll?
Yeah, I mean, right out of the gate, that first week one game against the Titans where, you know, they scored that touchdown late in the fourth quarter and he decided to go for two instead of tying it to send to overtime. I think that really set the tone for the season, you know, what kind of coach he was going to be. He was going to be aggressive. And, you know, you look around at the Giants team and, you know, you see the improvements that Daniel Jones, you know, Giants didn't pick up his fifth-year options, which usually spells the end of the line for the quarterback. And Daniel Jones has improved so much this year. You know, they're not talking extension with him. And just seeing him improve and to see him do it with really not a great supporting cast. I mean, yeah, he's got Saquon Barkley in the backfield, but you look at that receiving core and, you know, it's Richie James and Isaiah Hodgins. Like, these guys, no one really knows who they are. Like, so what he's doing, you know, he's doing the most with the least amount of weapons around him as far as if you look around with the other teams that are left.
They finished out the regular season going 2-5-1 in their last eight regular season games. That included losing two of their final three. But then, as you mentioned, they beat Minnesota on the road. Did they look much different to you in that Minnesota win as compared to kind of limping down through the second half of the season?
Yeah, they kind of, I thought I was shocked the way they kind of played last week. It was flawless. It was their best game in the season by far. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better game from Daniel Jones. The defense played great. Dexter Lawrence on the front line there is, you know, he's a game changer. And, you know, he came over as part of that Odell Beckham Jr. deal. I think he was the draft pick that the Giants got from the Browns that they used to draft Lawrence. And that's now actually starting to look like a pretty good deal how that all turned out. So, I mean, can they play like that again? I don't know. I mean, but, you know, it just seems like, you know, they put it all together at the right time last week, so we'll see what happens tomorrow.
The two AFC teams in Kansas City and Buffalo, those are the two teams that have the best odds to win the Super Bowl this year. Which team between those two, and again, I know you're out east, but between the Chiefs and the Bills, if it comes down to that neutral site AFC championship game between them, who do you like?
Yeah, you know, I'm still not totally sure. It kind of just feels like maybe this is the Bills' year. I know they got a lot of emotional baggage behind them with the DeMar Hamlin stuff and everything. But at the same time, I just can't help but feel like the Chiefs are the better team. especially if you look at the way, you know, Josh Allen led the league in turnovers this year. He's his own worst enemy for as good as he is. And if it's coming down to someone making a big play at the end of the game, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. And I'm a little unsure if the Bills can make it past the Bengals this week. I'm still going with the Bills because the Bengals' offensive line is a little banged up, and I don't know how that's going to affect Burrow. But I think, I think the Bills-Bengals this week is going to be a really close, good game to watch too.
So you don't expect Jacksonville to really challenge Kansas City in Kansas City?
I'd be surprised if Jacksonville were to pull off an upset. I think they could keep it close. You know, Kansas City beat them by 10 earlier in the year. You know, the Chiefs still put up 500 yards of offense, even though they turned the ball over three times that game. But, you know, Jacksonville's a nice story. They're coming off the big win. Doug Peterson's done a tremendous job. Trevor Lawrence, you know, I know he got four interceptions, but he's really starting to look more like the quarterback everyone thought he would. But I just don't see it. Chiefs are just way too experienced, way too talented. And I just can't see that, especially a home game at Arrowhead. There's no way in my mind.
I don't know about you. I think the game I'm most looking forward to is the one we haven't talked about yet, and that's the Cowboys and the 49ers. The Cowboys have so much talent, but now you add in the narrative of what's going on with their kicker missing extra points, 49ers and Brock Purdy doing his thing. Like there's just so many narratives coming out of this Cowboys 49ers game.
Yeah, you know, it's all four of these matchups could end up being really good. It's by far the biggest test for Brock Purdy. I don't think he's faced a defense as tough as Dallas yet. You know, Micah Parsons, the way he can influence a game on the defensive end is that's rare to see in the NFL. So it'll be interesting to see how Purdy responds. I mean, I think San Francisco is, the most balanced team, and at least in the NFC, and you know, Purdy's been phenomenal up until now. But we're really going to see what he's made of, and we're really going to see, you know, is it, you know, Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers system that's been attributing to his success, or is he really, you know, or can he elevate to the next level and beat a team like the Cowboys if comes down to them and you know a 2-minute drive at the end of the game. At the same time, I do wonder if it's a close game, can the Cowboys trust Brett Maher to make a field goal with the game on the line? That's going to be another interesting thing to watch.
John Healy with Odyssey Sports continuing to chat with us for a couple more minutes, talking all things NFL football. In Tampa Bay, they fired Byron Leftwich. They got rid of a lot of their other offensive coaches. Does that signal to you that Tom Brady's time in Tampa Bay is going to come to an end?
Yeah, I don't know if he'll be back in Tampa Bay. I personally think maybe it's time for Tom to just finally hang it up. I don't think he will. But, you know, you could see it both ways, I guess. Like some people may think Tom has enough power to call the shots and get the coordinator he would want there. But, you know, he had success under with Leftwich as coordinator. They won a Super Bowl together. I think it just seems like it's the end of the road for him in Tampa, and he'll be playing elsewhere next year. The Raiders seem to be the hot spot, everyone's thinking.
John Healy joining us here on Sports Open Line. Follow him on Twitter at JP Healy as part of the team at Odyssey Sports. John, thank you so much for taking some time. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy all the games, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. There's John Healy joining us here on Sports Open Line.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.